and determining koach of that particular parsuf. And then we spoke about, so it's Arachanpin, Atik Yomin. And we spoke about then the next parsuf is Abba, Chachma, Ima is Bina, and Zer Anpin is Chesek Vutfers, Netzach Hoyd Yesoid, and we're on the top of page Nun Hey, the parsuf of Nukva. And we're going to begin to learn the difference between spheres and parsufim, because that's a very, very big subject, and it's a lot in the Kisvei Ari. And again, we're going to begin at least to be familiar with the basic concepts, and we'll, at Shem over the years, we'll go much, 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 much more into each of these. So the parsuf of Nukva on the top of page Nun Hey, Das Aspheres, Shiha Mekabelis Mizer Anpin, Malchus. This is the parsuf of Nukva of the feminine that receives from Zer Anpin, from the higher spheres, and more specifically from Chesed Gevurah Tiferes and so on. This is the Makabel, Shemakabelas Min HaMashpia, Shehu Zer Anpin. Zer Anpin is the Mashpia, and Nukva, the Nekeva, is what receives. Or parsuf Zer Mishtach L'Sphiris HaMalchus. And of course, this parsuf is dominated by that koach that's called Malchus, by the sphere of Malchus. Vinyan ha-Nukva Maramis Gamken al Knesset Yisrael. Whenever you see Nukva in this form, it's also a remez to Knesset Yisrael. Shekol, Sherish, Nishmais Yisrael, Klulois, Repatsuf Zeh. All Nishmais Yisrael, the souls of the Jewish people, past, present, and future, are all part of this parzuf of the Nekeva of Nukva, Shechina Knesset Yisrael. This is the parzuf. A parzuf of Gamkin Nikva Shechina Kedosha, and this parzuf is also called the Holy Shechina, Shechina Kedosha. Shmi parzuf zeh yotzei kol hashefer l'tachtayinu. From this parzuf of Nukva, all the shefa of this world is able to be received. Through this filter, this parzuf of Malchus, we receive all the shefa in this world. B'chol inyin hashvas hashchina, kam Hashem is baruch nimsa v'shochin b'sochenu, that relationship that we're able to have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with His presence b'tachtonim in this world, shchina b'tachtonim is nukva. That's all nukva. We'll see the note in a second afterwards. Ube'etzem shnei patzufin shel Zer Anpin v'nukva. These two patzufin of Zer Anpin and Nukva, again, of Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach Hoyd and Yesoid, that's Zer Anpin and Nukva. Mevatim es hanhoges olam ha'maise shel ha'teva. This world of nature is primarily conducted, of course, it's all connected to the higher patzufin, but this world, as we experience it, is through this connection between Zer Anpin and Nukva. Zer Anpin brings down from the higher Patsufim spheres into Malchus. So that's their Mevatim Sanhogas Olam HaMaisa Shel HaTeva. That's the Hanhogas HaMaisa of Teva. V'chol Sidra and Hoga HaRegilim, and all of regular natural life. V'ikum Mokum Avodas Adam Hi B'Shnei HaPatsufim HaLolo. And most of what we do in our lives is connected to these two Patsufim. Final idea, Maisa HaTorah, our learning, mitzvahs and keeping mitzvahs, Vayis HaTfil and davening, who garm li yichud kutshubichu u'shchintei. Yichud kutshubichu u'shchintei, this yichud between Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, so between the Zohar and then the Keva, Vayin l'shnasa chibur v'hashpo ben parts of Zer Anpin, it means this yichud, this connection, this mating of Zer Anpin, which is the parts of the male, which is Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach Hoyd Yesoid, and the Shechina, Shchinte is the parzuf of Nukva, of the Nekeva, of Malchus, Nukva Vaideze, Yesh Hashpos, Shefa, L'chol Ha'olamos. And obviously, looking at footnote Vav, we've spoken about all through the years, in order to understand, especially that Hanhagi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in this world, that there should be such a thing as a Zohar and a Keva, there should be a husband and a wife, all of the whole Sugi of Shalom Bayis, the whole Sugi of that relationship of a zorch and a cave, of a husband and wife, is a reflection or manifestation of the mating of those spheres of and those partsufim of Zer Anpin and Nukva. So in footnote Vav, Vacholze, who gam can by Elam Hamaisa, Shon Mashamshim, Kemoshel, Lanhoge Helion, Shakach, who gam can Bechol Ish Visha. So we see this in particular, this Inyan of Kutshubichu Shchinte, of Zer Anpin and Nukva, by the relationship between a man and a woman. Sheisha hi Nukva, the woman obviously is the Nukva, is the Nekeva, Vehaish Mashpiela, and the Hashpa comes from the male. The Hashpa comes from the male. Because of Hagoin Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, Bisifra Pischei Sharm, Rabbi Yitzchak Chaver was one of the great students of the Vilna Gaon. So he's considered to be a direct connection to the Gra, and his teachings are the teachings of the Vilna Gaon. So he writes in his Sefer Pischei Sharm, Nukva Dizer Anpin, Hi Ha'ikaris Besidr Hanhoges Hanevraim, as we just learned, this relationship between Nukva and Zer Anpin is the Iker as far as the Seder of the Hanhaga of how life is in this world, which extends to all of the details of life, all relationships, all things that exist have to do primarily with this connection of Zer Anpin and Nukva. V'mamish k'may ha'isha ha'gashmis, and Rabbi Isaac Al-Kharva says that it's mamish, like we see with a woman in this world, a husband and a wife, Ashehi manheges habayis. That the Ikka Inyan, again, traditionally, and whatever's going on in the world doesn't change the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. It just distorts the way that Hashem created us. The Ikka Anhaga of the house, of the Akeris Habayis, who takes care, who manages the house, that's the wife, that's the woman. That's the role of the Nekeva, of the Nukva. Ukefi has seder haroi, lifi harvachas habayis, b'mesha baila marviach. The husband is the one who traditionally brings the check home, brings that hashpa of parnasa, and he trusts his wife to manage the home and all the needs of the home and the children with the money that he's mashpia. So that's botach ba'alev baila. V'shalo lo yachsar. That's the bitochen that the husband has in his wife, in the Eish Yisrael, that she will take care and to administer and to allocate the funds that he was mashpia according to the needs of the family. Ulefi oishrei v'rav kvaido, each according to what he has. Hakol be'erach hazeh ha'ish hu ha'mechin kol ha'tzorachim la'panasas b'nei ha'bayis, b'ravu b'ma'at. The husband is the one who works in order to gather this shefa, this parnasa, whether it's a lot or it's a little. The fi'inin har v'chasov hefseda, whatever he makes or he loses. Va'ishi hi ha'machalekes mazon uksus l'bnei ha'bayis al pi erach zeh. And the wife, his wife, is the one who distributes the money and the clothing and so on to the bnei ha'bayis al pi erach hazeh. And that's how it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. The brachos. The base of braces is bias, and the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kutshabrichu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the male, is so to speak the bala bias, and botach bolei baila, and hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through Knesset Yisrael, and through us, the entire world, we are the ones who allocate and distribute the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our Torah mitzvahs to the entire world. The whole world depends upon us. That's why they despise us so much, and one of the many reasons they have for not liking us. But this is the hashpah comes from the bala bayis, the bayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this house is the bay, this world is Hashem's house, and he's the bala bas, and we're the Eish Yischal, and we receive that shefa through us. The shefa comes into this world. K'mochin hu mamish b'ma'oyrois. And this is a marshal, the husband and wife are a marshal of the Zochan Nekeva, b'ma'oros ha'elyoinim, she Zochan Nekeva da'atzilus, he ikir ba'anhoga. This ikir ba'anhoga, the meaning of Zochan Nekeva. We see this, I explained once many years ago before Shavuos, we were talking about how we see in halacha, when the Mishnah says there are certain malacha, she'ish, o'is, l'bayla, there are certain responsibilities that the wife has as far as the house is concerned. That's the inyan of the raya of the wife, of the one who looks after the needs of her of the household and takes care of how to use the shefa that comes from her husband. And then there's that aspect of the relationship that's any isha el yofi that has to do with the intimacy between a husband and wife. There are two parts to this relationship of zoch and the keva to husband and wife. One is the practical relationship, where the man is responsible to bring the shefa, and the wife is responsible to take care of all the needs of those malachas of the house that need to be taken care of. That's one aspect of the relationship. And there's also the inyan of reyim ahuvim. Raya means to look after, like a roetzon. And it also means a raya, means an intimate and dear friend. So the second aspect of this relationship with Zohar and the Keva has to do with intimacy, with that relationship of chasna kala, of a husband and wife. And there are these two parts to the relationship that a Jew is supposed to have with Hashem's Baruch. One is through Torah mitzvahs, the hashpos of this world, and doing the malachas that Hashem gave us to do, which is the 650 mitzvahs, and all the rabbanim. So we have a lot of work to do. All of the mitzvahs, learning and davening, and all the mitzvahs, that's our responsibility as his wife, so to speak. We're responsible to take care of all of these malachas in the world. And there's also that second aspect of the relationship between Kutcher Bichon and Knesset Israel, which is the inyan of Anila Daidi V'Daidili, which is the Reyim Ahuvim. It's a relationship of intimacy, of ahava between a husband and wife. And that's the yichud. Those are the yichudim. That's the connection, the feelings that a person has. The hiskashus and the dveikus and the ahava and the yira that comes along with a marriage. So there's the practical part of marriage. And then there's the emotional, romantic part of the marriage. And it's the same thing. That's just a mashal in our lives. That's just a reflection of Kutcher Bichon Knesset Yisrael. These two parts of the relationship is the same thing. The ikon hager in this world is zoch and akeva, and that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu fears the veld. Zer anpin hu ha'ish. Zer anpin is the next to last line on the bottom of Nun Hei. Zer anpin hu ha'ish. Ashu ha'meichin kol ha'dvar matzvichim l'nevayim. Zer anpin is kivyoch is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the ish, the male, the highest spheres, through which the shefa is brought into this world, according to all the needs of the Nivraim. The Fi'inyin hispailuso aydei maise atachtoinim. Now, depending upon the maise atachtoinim, depending upon that relationship between the husband and wife and this iris that comes from this world, so the shefa will be affected, will be changed according to that, according to the maise atachtoinim. That is, according to our learning, our davening, and our mitzvahs, and so on, we are ma'oira that shefa from above. The same way, again, you have in a household, a husband and a wife. Therefore, we see that it's brought down in many, many places in Chazal and many places in the Svarim HaKadoshim that the parnasa, the amount of money that's in the family and the mazel is very deeply connected to the wife, even though it comes through the husband, but it has to do with the hisoiris, the ahava, the dveikus, and so on, through the ma'isa of the tachtonim, that's ma'ora that isha k'sheira oiser v'tzayin ba'ala. That the isha k'sheira oiser v'tzayin ba'ala is, you know, it doesn't just mean that she obeys or she does the will of her husband, but she creates a cheshek and a rotzen so in her husband. So when we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, we are, so to speak, awakening and arousing Kutcher Bichon in such a way where the shefa is stronger and the shefa is greater. It's all this relationship of Zer Anpin and Nukva, of Zohar and the Keva. Okay, the middle of page Nun Hei. Ha'hevda ben anhoges ha'sviris la'anhoges ha'pratzufim. Okay, he really doesn't fill in the missing pieces here to that are in a satisfying way. But later on in the Sefer, he comes back to all of this, and we do it more with Proteus. So therefore, I'm not going to focus that from different places at this point, because he is going to be Mashlim. He has this mahalach of doing it very gradually. And we'll go along with it. So the difference between the Anhog of Sfiras and the Anhog of Patsuf. So what's the difference Sfiras and Patsuf between them? We're talking about the same names. Keser, and that's we spoke about Keser's Arach Anpin, And then we have Abba Chochma, Bina Ima, Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach Hod, and Yesod is Zera Anpin, and Nukva, Malchus is Nukva. So what's the difference? Vata Nevar Mawa Hevdel Ben Partzufim L'Svius. So what's the difference between Partzufim and Svius? So Amchal has a few of the Klaf Pisrei Chochma that are focused on this Inyan. He brings from Ayin. Really, there's even more in Yud Zayin, but this is Ramchal speaks a lot about this in the Klach. Kosa Ramchal beklach pischei chachma. That sefer klach pischei chachma is a very, very, very basic and remarkable introduction of the Ramchal to chachmas haKabbalah, and there are 138 he calls psachim, openings or introductions. That's why it's called klach. Klach Pischei Chochma. It's particularly popular, say, among the Chassidim. Not just the Chassidim. Generally, the Ramchal is, the way of the Ramchal is used more by the non-Chassidish Mekubalim. But the Klach is very popular among the Chassidim as well. It's not in Chabad, they don't learn the Ramchal Svarim, but in most of the other Chassidim, they do. Shesvira, so he explains there in the Klach Pischei Chochma, Shesvira mevates hanhoge shel etzem hadavim. A sphere is the etzem hadavar, is the energy itself, the etzem hadavar. Upartzuf hu hanhaga ketzad zaboli de bitui bepoal, and the partzuf is how that actual energy is implemented. The sphere is the energy, let's call it electricity, and the partzuf is the stove, the air conditioner. Well, everybody has central air conditioning these days, but you know, I'm talking about the old fashioned where you sit next to it on a hot day. So, the appliance, right? So that's the muscle of how it is implemented. The electricity is the energy. The only difference here is that when it comes to electricity, it's the same electricity that runs the stove and that runs the air conditioner. But here, we're talking about the specific energy that's called chesed energy, and then there's gvura energy, and so on. How that particular sphere, that energy of chesed, gvur, and so on, how that energy is implemented, how it's manifested, how it's communicated to the world, to all worlds, that's through the partzufim. Upartzuf hanhoga ketzad zebodi de bitui bepoel. Vahainu. Shesvira mevates es etzem hashpa. The sphere is an expression of the actual hashpa itself, of that type of energy. So like you'll have different, in the world of energy, again, I'm not bechlal, a maven in this, but there are different types. There's electricity, there's nuclear energy, this kinetic, all the different types of energy that are all related to each other. So the sphere is that actual form of energy. So chesed, for instance, the actual energy of chesed is hatava, kindness, love, hatava. So that's the mohus. That's the essential identity of that energy is the sphere. The sphere is that energy. Avol oifi ha-pu'ula. However, how that energy is expended, how it is used, how it is implemented, how it is manifested, is mishtana lefi ha-partzuf shemashpia chesed. That depends upon which partzuf is mashpia the chesed. In other words, chesed is part of a construct, like we have chesed gvur tiferes netzach hod yesod, is the partzuf of zera anpin. How that chesed is implemented is mishtana, depends upon the partzuf shemashpia chesed. Depends upon which appliance, so to speak, which partsuf is it coming through? Shema chesed magimi partsuf aruch anpin. Because if the chesed is coming from partsuf of aruch anpin, like we spoke about by kriyas yamsuf, it came through aruch anpin. Akadekach, it was such a hatova. It was a chesed there, that etzem of tov came through the highest world that's called aruch anpin, the highest partsuf. And aruch anpin, remember, there's no cheshbon of good or bad. He's a good guy, he's a bad guy. That's why at yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Matitzvah, you don't have to. What are you davening? There's no need to have davening. Go, davar nisov yisov." There's no inyan here of these chilukim of whether he's zaycha or not zaycha, because that has to do already with the chilukim that take place with the different parts of him. But when we're talking about aruch anpin, when chesed is coming through that appliance, that feature that's called that parts of that's called aruch anpin, it's he says, Shem Chesed Megi Mi Parts of Aruch Anpin Ze Otzma Adira. Otzma Adira. Powerful. So we can't be master. Nothing gets in its way. Aruch Anpin Ze Otzma Adira Shal Chesed Shal Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim. And in davening, tapping into that, it was taught to us that we have the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim is the most powerful way of plugging into that, of tapping into that, of accessing that energy of the chesed coming through aruch anpin. As I said, it's also referred to sometimes as atik yoimin. The achilukim, we're not going into that now. When we get to kesher, we'll talk about it. But the inyan of atik yom, the ancient one. But it means before all of the distinctions, all of the achilukim, it's higher than anything that we can understand. Sheesh behem toiv ein sofi. Toiv ein sofi. Infinite. It's already something. That's why, as we mentioned last week, it says, Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tacharishon. Hashem's taking over here. You sit back and it's cruise control. And Hashem's taking over here. Just enjoy the ride. It's not an inyan that you could be Isaac in. It's not something you understand. And you could have all kinds of tainus, like we spoke about, how could Mashiach come in such a way? It's not a nice thing. It's an aura that comes from something that's beyond any toiv that we can understand. The toiv that Hashem is preparing with the aura of Mashiach is something higher that we can understand. And the dafka comes in ways that we can't possibly understand, and that we misunderstand, that we misinterpret, and it doesn't make sense to us. It's toiv ein sofi. But sometimes the hashpah of chesed doesn't come. Sometimes, and usually, that hashpah of chesed does not come through aruch anpin. It doesn't come through that partsuf. It comes from a different energy company, a different type. Megimi partsuf zer anpin. Zer anpin. Now there we also have chesed. So there is chesed shebe chesed, but that's still not like aruch anpin. Even chesed shebeches is not aruch anpin. So here, the chesed's megimi parts of zer anpin. When that energy comes through the parts of, when that energy of chesed comes, that sphere of chesed is operating through this parts of, then it's be'otzma, then it's a chesed, it's still chesed. But it's a chesed be'otzma b'chusa, which is relatively less. The love, the chesed, is relatively less. B'yachas the chesed shemizgala mi partsuf aruch anpin. Relative to the chesed that's mizgala, when it's coming through that filter or through that appliance of aruch anpin. When it comes to aruch anpin, it's an or ein seif. When it comes to the partsuf of zer anpin, They're already chilukim between a Rosh and a Tzaddik, and they're already chilukim how that chesed will be allocated. They're already going to be filters and breaks and interruptions, and all types of things can already take place when it's coming through that, when it's coming through that paratzuf, that appliance or that filter, that construct that's called Zer Anpin. Vyeshla Havi Bazel Marshal, page Nun Vav. You could understand them through a marshal. Vyeshla Havi Bazel Marshal. I mean, there are Mishon that. There, Michelle, this could all be understood also with, according to physics and very, very advanced ways of explaining it in science. Where there are some books, even as I mentioned months and months ago, by this very chashuv book, Avinoam Frankel, that he wrote on the Shem Emunim, that has a 300, 400 page like Hakdama to Kabbalah. But there he uses Mashalim from the world of science. For those who are scientifically inclined, it's very kedai. We'll do some as we go further along. We'll do some excerpts from that very chashuv sefer. It's in English. It's very chashuv sefer. V'yesh lo havi b'zeh marshal. Shnei yesh hevdo ben chesed sha'esa ha'av im yiladav. There's a difference between the chesed that the father does with his kids, the chesed sha'esa ha'ima yiladah, and the chesed of a mother with the children. Shebechesed sha'av aize za'aydei shu nais na yiladav kesev ha'daimah. So again, these are changed from one family to the other, but more traditionally, the father brings that shafei. He's the one that makes the living. He gets the money and he gives the children what they need. Aval chesed shehaim aisa b'meshihi mevashelus leitav shel miyuchad v'chadayim. The mother's chesed is not a check. It's not cash. It's not. The mother's chesed is that she also takes. She uses this money. And she uses the money, and she makes something special for that child that the child likes to eat. Even though these are both pu'ulas of chesed, these are both actions of chesed. Nevertheless, there is the manifestation, the expression, the implementation of that chesed is different between a father and a mother. And even though in healthy situations the children love both of their parents, but there are different emotions that are evoked by the ways that a mother implements kindness and the ways that a father implements kindness. Even though they both come from chesed, nevertheless the child experiences this way of chesed in a certain way and the other in a different way. Shalapula shakol echad noisen lefi ofi ishi yuso. The father gives in the way that conforms to who he is and his personality, which is the male in Yinib, which is that type of hashpa, and the mother's love for the child and the chesed of the child is according to that appliance, that parsuf of a woman, and the parsuf of a woman is a different parsuf than a male. The nukva is a different parsuf than zerampin. Sh'av meitiv lefitiv or sh'ab. The father's toiv is communicated, is conveyed through that teva that's called Abba. Ve'ei metiv lefi teva shel ima. And the mother, her giving over of the chesed is implemented through that partsuf of the nekeva. The partsuf of the nekeva is a different partsuf, how it's expressed and how it's implemented. It's the same or of chesed. It's the same chesed, but the chesed coming from the father and the chesed coming from the mother are two different. The child experiences them completely in very, very different ways, the chesed from the father and the mother. Very different. The kachgam kein benimshal. Hashpor shel ha'tova b'sfiris chesed, or shara spheres, we're just using chesed as an example, but all the spheres, mevateis es ha'mahus shel ha'shpor. The hashpor of the sphere means the actual or, that or of chesed, or the or of gevura, that actual hashpor. How is that communicated? How is it manifested? And how much of it is manifested? And so on. Beza otsmo, beza tsura, the strength of that energy. Again, if you one appliance, it's burning hot. And the other implies it's cooling or something. It's different. How it comes down, it's beza otzma, beza tsura, that told you parasuf. That depends on the parasuf. So from Aruch Anpin and from Zer Anpin and from Abba, from Aruch Anpin, from Abba, from Imba, Zer Anpin, and all the way to Nukva, it's in different ways that it comes down. The parts of Shemimena Mushpa, Svirazu, Lachain Yesh Hashpa, Shal Yisoid Da Abba. Or Yisoid Zer Anpin, Chadoma. Therefore, you'll see in this form, Yisoid Abba. Or it'll say, Yisoid Da Abba, or Yisoid Zer Anpin. Because it's the sphere of Yisoid, but that sphere of Yisoid, as it's expressed by the parts of Zer Anpin, or as is expressed by the parts of Chochmah of Abba. So, Od Kosov Shom Ramchal. So that's really what the Ramchal is explaining there. Od Kosov Shom Ramchal. Shebechol Paratzuf. The Ramchal explains that Shebechol Paratzuf Yesh Shleimus Shalhan Hagish Yesh Lo Esa Svirus Pratius. Every Paratzuf has 10 spheres. Each of the Paratzufim has its own set of spheres. That aside from the relationship, the yachas that every parsuf has to the 10 spheres, that Abba, as we learned, that Abba is chachma and ima is bina, but in Abba, there's also chachma bina das chesgut in Abba itself. They're all the 10 spheres. And the Ima itself, they're also the 10 spheres. And again, you'll see this in the Svarm, how it's written in the Svarm. Uchanal, benoisiv yesh l'chol partzuf asoros spheres hamas yachasos l'shiyo kaimu shalom. Each partzuf has all the 10 spheres as they relate to that particular shiyo kaimu, as they relate to that construct of that particular partzuf. V'nimtza. And so, when we speak about this, when we say in a general way that Hashem is manhig the world with the 10 spheres, lo b'chol pam kol ha'asara spheres shutfas banhaga. That doesn't necessarily mean that all of the spheres are cooperating, are working together in the hanhaga. But rather, the spheres are being used in the world of tikkun. As I was mentioned last night, but just broadly, the moving from tohu to tikkun. In the world of tohu, we don't have partzufim. In the world of tohu, it's ani emloch. Every sphere wants to take over the universe. In the world of tohu, it's the Wild West. That's called tohu. And ani emloch. Chesed wants it should be only Chesed. Gvur wants everything should be Gvur. We don't have that. We don't have the world of Tikkun is a world of Partzufim and Seder. And also we're talking about Igulim and Yosher, which we'll get to later in the Sefer. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Lo b'chol pam kol ha'asara sfiros shutfas banhoge. Elohim mechulokos l'chamisha Partzufim shebekol echad gamkin yesh lo ha'asara sfiros. The spheres, all the 10 spheres, and the 10 spheres within each of the partsufim. B'chol zman yeshan hagas shoyna shal tzirufi ha-spheres for our partsufim. And whatever's happening in the world, everything that's happening in the world has to do with the tzirufim, with the combinations. And it gets pretty involved mathematically. The combinations of spheres and partsufim and the interrelationships between the spheres within the partsuf and then between the partsufim, and so on. All of those relationships, all of those interactions, and the interfacing of partsufim and spheres is what makes up the hanhoga of how everything exists and how we live in this world. Okay, we're going to go daven. I'm going to go daven Marv, and we'll continue. I'm going to be away, Mr. Shem, for 2 weeks. We'll continue afterwards.